Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamedtes Amud Aleph, the last line. Omer Rav Chisda, Daf Lamedtes Amud Beis. Mimaisa she'osu anshe Tveria, from the fact that the anshe Tveria took a siloin of tzoinin, they took a pipe of cold water, and they put it into a body of hot water, into a ames mayim of chamin, miboyd yoim, Erev Shabbos. But they insulated the pipe of cold water in a body of hot water. V'asri le Rabbonon, and Rabbonon said, this is forbidden. So meaning that you're not allowed to be nana from it on Shabbos. If this would have been done on Shabbos, you can't be nana from it be rechitza and b'shtia. On Yontif, since Oichel Nefesh is mutter, you can't be nana be rechitza. So but because the Chachamim assered this Maisa, and they, even though it was Nischamim me'aleo, so from here we learned that Botla Hatmona b'dova Moisef Hevel, Botla Hatmona Zagvashi Nesra Hatmona. Since over here was Dova Moisef Hevel, and this took place me by yoim. The sealant, this pipe was placed me by yoim into the body of hot water. So even though it's happening on its own, hatmona is also me by yoim b'dov ha'moisef hevel. That feeling by yoim. So it was nesa hatmona b'dov ha'moisef hevel by yoim. Tosef Rabbi asked the kasha. You don't need man she'tveir to tell me that hatmona is also b'dov ha'moisef hevel. That's a mission in Bamatoimnim in the fourth parak. Fak Tosef im toimar matzoch lemelu b'maisef dan she'tveir homas nisini. Ain't time to be Moisef Hevel. Then me boy, you can't be matmin. You can't insulate the bedava Moisef Hevel. On Shabbos, you can't even be matmin bedava she'ena Moisef Hevel. So what's the chiddush over here of anshe tver? You need anshe tver to tell me hatman is also me boy, you bedava Moisef Hevel. So Tosis two truths in Voimari, the first Tosis of Tosis, the Masisin lekamon ikel ukme b'ben hashmoshes. Maybe the Mishnah in Bametoimnim is talking about ben hashmoshes. That's when it's also to be matmin b'dova meis of hevel. But maybe me b'oid yoim mamish, you would think it's mutter. For that you need the mice of anshe tveria, that even me b'oid yoim hatmon is also b'dova meis of hevel. The Tzveta Tosis of Tosis, a few lines under that, Reb Shmuel mi vardin mefarish, mi mice of anshe tveria, Botla hatmona de osa afilu lechol. The chiddush of Ashen Tveria was not just that it's osa, but you can benefit from it. Osa b'achila b'shtia, osa b'chitza. The fact that it's osa, like it says v'asum b'shtia, that was this chiddush in Ashen Tveria that you don't have in the Mishnah and Bamitoimnim. The third Tzedek Tosis for Rabbi Yoyin Mefarish, botla afilu b'kidri chaisa, meaning v'hainet k'ame botla mashma legamri. The chiddush of the Anshe Tveya, that was Botla Hatmona B'dov HaMoisef Hevel, is even by Kidru Chaisa. Even that is also. You would think that maybe Kidru Chaisa, if it's a raw piece of meat, there's no Issa Hatmona. So you need the Chiddush of Anshe Tveya, that it's also in Gansen, even Gabi Kidru Chaisa. Zog the Gemara, Oma Ula, Halochika Anshe Tveya. Halochika Anshe Tveya, like they attempted to do, that you're allowed to put a pipe of cold water into a body of hot water B'oid Yoim, in order that it should heat up. Now, the Rashba points out right away, and he says that if you tell me that Halacha Zakan Shetveria, that it's mutter, you have to say that Tveria, the Chamei Tveria was not heated up, like they told us Ur. The Gemara said in Omen Aleph that it's told us Ur, it's the Chalfi HaPischa de Gehenim. Told us Ur for sure is Asa. So must be it's going now that it's told us Chama. And it's not like they told us Ur. So if it's Toldes Chama, then it would be Mutter, according to Rabbi Yossi at least, that holds that Toldes Chama is Mutter. And that would be the Havamina, why Ulu would say, Halach Kanshe Tveria, and it's only Toldes Chama. And according to Rabbi Yossi, that Toldes Chama is Mutter. And that Gemara says, no. Omer Rav Nachman, Kvar Tavrinu Anshe Tveria Lesilu Nayu. Anshe Tveria themselves retracted from their whole ceiling that they placed in the Amo. They themselves retracted. They were choiser from this Maisa that they did. They themselves broke those pipes. They broke this whole thing that they created. So you can't say that looks like Anshe Tveria, that it's mutter, because they themselves retracted. They were choiser, and they tavrinu Anshe Tveria lisilunayu. Zog the Gemara, Maisa she'osu Anshe Tveria, that they took the siloin and they put it into Amo of Chamin. And the Chachamim said that if it would have been on Shabbos, it's also berchitza ubishtia. Zog mo my rechitza. Which rechitza are we referring to? That if it would have been on Shabbos, we're in also berchitza. Ile merchitzas kol gufoi. If it means washing one's whole body. Elachamit shuchmu b'Shabbos u'dahasurin. It's only also if it would be heated up on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to wash your whole body with it. Is mashma comes to imply hochamit shemuchmu me'erev Shabbos. If it would have been heated up on erev Shabbos, then mutorin, then you're allowed to wash. Kol gufoi. That's incorrect. Vatanya, Chamin Shulchan, Erev Shabbos, even water that was heated up, Erev Shabbos, Lemocha, Reuchet, Ben Ponav Yodav Agaglov, Avaloi Kol Gufoy, all you're allowed to wash on Shabbos is only Ponav Yodav Agaglov, but not Kol Gufoy. So it can be that the Chitza, that the acid was Kol Gufoy, if it was heated on Shabbos, because even if it would have been heated up on Erev Shabbos, it would have been also Kol Gufoy. And the only thing that's Mutter, if it's heated on Erev Shabbos, is only Ponav Yodav Agaglov. But Kol Gufoy is also even if it's heated up on Erev Shabbos. Now, the reason why Kol Gufoy is also if it's heated up on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara is later going to say because of Gzeiras Balonim, the Gzeiras Mechatzois, that they say that they heated it up before Shabbos and they heated it up on Shabbos. So that's why it's also even if it's Huchma on Erev Shabbos, because they'll use it as an excuse. But Akoponim, it can't be that what they acid if it's heated on Shabbos is Kol Gufoy, because Kol Gufoy is also even if it's heated up on Erev Shabbos. So, and the only thing that's mutter if it's heated up on Erev Shabbos is Ponav Yodav Raglov. So what did they ask if it's heated up on Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, Ela Ponav Yodav Raglov. If it would have been heated up on Shabbos, then they would have asked even to wash Ponav Yodav Raglov. And that's a chiddush that wouldn't have been also if it would have been heated on Erev Shabbos, because Ponav Yodav Raglov is mutter. But if it's heated on Shabbos, even Ponav Yodav Raglov is also. In fact, the Gemara Ema Sefer, it says in the Sefer, that the Maisav Anshe Tver, it says, B'yontev, if this would have taken place on Yontev, K'chamin Shehuchmu B'yontev, V'asurim B'chitza, U'mutorim B'shtiya, then it would have been Osa B'chitza, which means now, Ponav Yodav Raglov. What we're saying now, what the acid was, B'chitza's Ponav Yodav Raglov. So if it would have been on Yontev, it would have been Osa Ponav Yodav Raglov, and Mutar B'shtiya, because that's Eichel Nefesh. So that seems to imply like Be'shamai. Le'metan Stomach Be'shamai, the Tanam, because we learned in the Mishnah, Be'shamai Oimrim, La'yachim Odom Chamin L'Raglov, a person's not allowed to heat up on Yontev. Water. In order to wash his feet, elam ken ruin l'shtiya, meaning only oichal nefesh is mutter. Once you're heating up for shtiya, then you're allowed to also utilize it l'raglov. But you're not allowed to be mechamim l'raglov. Ubeis hila matirin, beis hila say clearly that it's mutter to heat up on yontif for ponav yontif l'raglov alone. So how could it be that b'yontif, b'chamit shuchma b'yontif, it's also b'chitza, which would mean ponav yontif l'raglov, that would mean like b'shamai. Stam Mishnah would not seem correct if it's like b'shamai. So l'chore would be not like beis hila, it would be dafka like b'shamai. Now the reason why beis hila a matir, if you're mechamim it, l'ponav yontif l'raglov, is a machlokes rishonim. The Rashba says, is because just like oichal nefesh is mutter, ponav yodav raglov is oichal nefesh. That is gufa tzorich l'chol nefesh. That is oichal nefesh itself that you need, especially in the olden days. You walk barefoot, you need a ponav yodav raglov. The Ritva says the reason is because of mitoich, meaning mitoich shehutra tzorich l'chol nefesh, hutra sheloy l'tzorich l'chol nefesh. But it has to be shovel l'chol nefesh. And ponav yodav raglov is shovel l'chol nefesh, and that's taka mutter, even if it's heated on yontav, for ponav yodav raglov. Now, Tosis over here right away points out and he says that dafka l'raglov, it's mutter. But tzarech kol gufoy, even Beis Hillel agrees, it's also on yontif to heat up water for tzarech kol gufoy. Now, even though we find later on in Tosis that when you're heating up for zeya, it's mutter, and that's havara, that's mutter. The reason is, Dr. Ri, because rechitze is for tainug. Washing oneself is done for pleasure. And that's taka osir. Masha'enken zeya, and that's not shovel chol nefesh. Masha'enken zeya is shovel chol nefesh because it's not for tainug, but it's rather for health reasons. It's for brias. It's for health. The Tosfos says clearly that rechitze's kol gufoy is not shovel chol nefesh. Now, and that's we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, which is a chiddush be'etzem, especially bizman hazeh, where in the olden days, a shower, a bathhouse was michutz beisoy, so it wasn't shovel chol nefesh. But today, on a 3-day yontif, people are walking out in the heat, and how is it not shovel chol nefesh to take a shower? But lemaisa Tosa says in Shulchan Aruch Paskins that rechitzas kol gufoy is not shovel chol nefesh. So that's why it's also to take a shower on yontif. It's not called shovel chol nefesh. Part of yontif raglav is yes shovel chol nefesh, but rechitzas kol gufoy is not shovel chol nefesh. Mipi Hashmua, there are matirin, but not very clearly, because the Maaseh Shulchan Aruch says that it's osa, so the halacha remains that it's osa. If a person wants to say today it's different, it's very schwer to say it's something connected to Tosis and connected to Shulchan Aruch. There are ways that a person can maybe utilize a mitoich, that if you take dishes which is you're washing off dishes, it's oichel nefesh. You had a meal in yontif, and you want to utilize those same dishes for the next meal in yontif. So it's oichel nefesh, that's mutter. So you marbe b'shiurin in the oichel nefesh, and you're allowed to wash the dishes off in the shower. And maybe you marbe, you're in the shower. That would maybe be a mokum b'tzorich, that's a mokum lahakel. But the Rabbanim Tosfos says clearly that it's not shovel chol nefesh. The aside in Oichal nefesh has to be shovel chol nefesh. As a matter of fact, the Pnei Yeshua says a chiddush that how could you do havara by smoking a cigarette? After all, it has to be shovel chol nefesh. Zok the Pnei Yeshua that smoking a cigarette is like zeyah. It's for brius. It's for health. In the olden days, they thought that smoking is healthy. It helps your digestion. It helps you digest the food. So it's shovel chol nefesh and it's the brius. So it may it's not a tainug. Today it's very schwer to say that because after the Surgeon General and after all the sakonas that we know that it causes for heart disease and yenamachla and all the cancers, so then it's very hard to say that that's brius, that smoking is healthy. But upon him, that's the Pnei Yeshua's Yisoid, why smoking a cigarette is shovel chol nefesh, because it's for brius, just like Zeya. Now, there's a machlokes we showing him, the Rambam says that kol gufoi is not issa deraisa to be mechamim, it's only issa drabonon. The Maisa other Rishonim learn that it's also midraisa, meaning ponav yodav ragis shovel chol nefesh, mashenge kol gufoi to mechamim is also midraisa. In fact, the kveiga lechayre it's riba b'shiurim. If ponav yodav raglav is mutter to mechaman yontif, so then heating up more water is only riba b'shiurim. So how could it be an issa deraisa? Riba b'shiurim can't be an issa deraisa. Ponav yodav raglav is mutter. So are those that want to answer? Some of them want to say that riba b'shiurim is mutter by oichal nefesh. That means if you're utilizing heating water for oichal nefesh, you're allowed to mamar b'shiurim once you're doing it for oichal nefesh. Or like you said, like you're putting a dish in the shower, seeming marbe the water now once you did it for oichal nefesh. That's riba b'shiurim and oichal nefesh. Masha'enkin for rechitza alein, it's not mutter when it's riba b'shiurim. Rechitza alone is only mutter because of mitoich. By mitoich, you don't say riba b'shiurim. When you say riba b'shiurim in oichal nefesh alein, but rechitza which is mutter because of mitoich, you don't say riba b'shiurim once it's mutter ponav yodav raglav. So within it's mutter kol gufoi, and that's why it's takan issa deraisa. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say that rechitza that they asserted cannot be rechitzas kol gufoi because if it's huchma on Shabbos, Rechitzas kol gufoi is also even if it's huchman erev Shabbos. So Elamite's telling me that ponav yodav raglav, which would have been mutter if it's huchman erev Shabbos, and that's a chiddush that it's huchma on Shabbos itself. Ponav yodav raglav is osur. So if you're safe is fair by huchmu b'yontuf. So if you tell me it's osur berechitzah means ponav yodav raglav, that's dafka b'shamai because Beis Hillel allows ponav yodav raglav. So why are you being so like b'shamai? And to the Gemara om Rabbi Ika bar Chanina lehishtatev behen kol gufoi askinon. That which they assert, if it's huchmu on Shabbos, is lishtate ben kol gufoi, to shower oneself, to pour the water over you. It's not taking a bath. Taking a bath kol gufoi, that's taka os, even if it's huchmu on Erev Shabbos. And it's not ponav yodav raglav, because Erev Zayin Yontif, ponav yodav raglav, according to Beis Hillel's mutter. But rather, we're talking about lishtate ben kol gufoi, to pour it over you like a shower. And that's what we're referring to. If it's huchmu on Erev Shabbos, it's also lishtatim kol gufoi. V'hai tanu, and it's like the following tanu. The tanya we learned in the Braisa, that if let's say it was huchmu on Erev Shabbos, so there's three machlokes. Lo yishtatim odom kol gufoi on Shabbos, and alibim yishtatim kol gufoi, bein b'chamim bein mitzoinen. Even if it was heated on Erev Shabbos, divrei Meir. Meir says you can't utilize it, even if it's huchman Erev Shabbos, you can't utilize it, even if it's tzoynen on kol gufoi, to mishtatev, to pour it over you. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon says if it's huchman Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to be mishtatev kol gufoi. That's only because huchman Erev Shabbos. But if it's huchman Shabbos itself, then tak, it's also lishtatev kol gufoi. And that is what they assert. They assert if it's huchman Shabbos, to mishtatev kol gufoi. And like Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda is a shit in between. Reb Yehuda Omer, Bechamin Osir. If it was Huchman Erev Shabbos, so then Bechamin it's Osir on Shabbos. Betzoinin it's Mutter. If it's cold, then it's Mutter. Zog the Gemara Omer Rav Chizde, Machloikus Bekli. This three-way Machloikus between Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yehuda. If it's Huchman Erev Shabbos, if you're allowed to be Mishtatev Kol Gufoi on Shabbos, or it's also b'chamin b'tzoynen, it's only also b'chamin and it's mutter b'tzoynen, is a machlekes in a kli, meaning in a tub that's movable. So over there there's a machlekes, there's a tzad that it's also in Gansen, because since it's bekli, so people will think that it was huchmu on Shabbos itself. It's movable. It's a small thing, so it doesn't retain its heat. It's not like it's kaka, like it's part of a base mechatzoy, it's a bathhouse. It's a movable item, a movable utensil, a movable tub. So then you must have heated up on Shabbos. People will think you'll have to heat up on Shabbos, so they'll come to be chamim tzoinin on Shabbos. They'll think that told us Ur is mutter. The three men machlekes is bekli. Aval bekarka, when it's in the karka, nobody is going to make that assumption. Divya hakomot mutter, everyone is going to know that it was heated up before Shabbos. The mice of Anshe Tver Gufa was karka. It was karka and chom asid. So we see even by karka, there's a tzad that it's also if it's huchma before. Eli itma hochi itma. If say the opposite, machloik is by karka. The three way machloik is by karka. And over there, there's a tzad to be machmi even by karka. Aval bekli divrei hakol osur. Then even Reb Shimon that says it's mutter, if it's bekli, then he agrees it's osur too. Because by kli, people will think that it was heated today on Shabbos, and that's why it's osur, even according to Reb Shimon, bekli. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabba, Bebachanom, Reb Yechanon, Halochik Reb Yehuda. The Halochik Zak Reb Yehuda that said, Bechamen it's osur, betzoinen it's mutter. Now, even though the halacha is like a beautiful tzoyin and it's mutter, that means it was huchmu me'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to use cold water on Shabbos. You still have to be careful, obviously, about the issa schita, about squeezing, about drying one's hair, about squeezing the towel. The issa schita and all the other isurim are still applicable, like it says in the Goin, and Mishnah Berurah brings this, even if you're going to take a cold shower and there's no problem of chamin, but the problem of the etzim isurim of schitim, etc. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, beferish shmi aloch, oy michlola shmi aloch. Did you hear this beferish, that aloch is like a Yehuda? Or you're deriving this miklola? Zog the Gemara, my klola. What does it mean that you learned this only miklola? That not that you heard beferish, that aloch is like a Yehuda. Zog the Gemara, the Omer Rav Tanchum, Omer Rav Yechin, Omer Rav Yanai. Tanchum said the name of Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rav, that Komo Koim Shata Moitzes Shnayim Chalukim. If you have a two in Machloikas, Ve'echot Machriya, and the third Machriya in between them, Haloch Gedivra Machriya. That looks like Machriya. So here you have Reb Shimon that's Matar in Gansen, Reb Meir that's Asas in Gansen. So Reb Yud is Machriya. Chamin is also tzoyin is mutter. So the halacha is like machriya. It's a general klal that's a klala that we found elsewhere. So the halacha is like the machriya. Zog the Gemara, where is this klal except for chutz mikulim matlonios? The Gemara earlier we had in Daf Chavtes by kulim matlonios. You had those shmatas that are less than gimel and gimel that you utilize them in order to stuff a base amechetz. If the mekabel tum or not, does it still retain the shame kli or not? So we had over there that it depends. If you put it on a hook, or you still use it, or you put it behind the door, these are the kulas of matlunios. So the Gemara over there said that she'aval pisha Rabbi Eliezer machmir, Rabbi Eliezer is machmir, Rabbi Shua is mekel, Rabbi Kiva is machriya, even though he was machriya, ain't aloch kedivra machriya, aloch is nalak Rabbi Kiva. Now the reason why we did aloch is nalak Rabbi Kiva is chadid Rabbi Kiva Talmud. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. That's one reason why aloch is nalak the machriya over there. And vayta va'oid, zog the Gemara, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Ha Va'oid Ha Hoda Be Rabbi Kiva Legabe. At the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva was Choyza, and he was Choyza Legabe Rabbi Shua. He was Choyza, and he agreed to Rabbi Shua. But upon him, those two reasons don't apply over here. So that's why over here, Miklola, we derive that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Machriya between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Zok the Gemara Ve'imi Klola Mai. And at the end of the day, if you tell him to Miklola, you're telling me that's a klal that would be applicable over here? Zog the Gemara, no. Dil mahani mili b'masnisin. Maybe this halacha, like Rachriya, is only in the Mishnah. Mashenken over here, ava b'braisa. Mashenken over here, it's only a braisa. So maybe the halacha is not like the Machriya. So then what's the klal derai that looks like the Machriya? If it's miklola, maybe it's only by a Mishnah, but not by a braisa. Omalei, ano b'feirish mi'ali. I heard behedya from Rabbi Yochanan that Allah is like a Yehuda b'feirish. And that's why I say that Allah is like a Yehuda. Not because I'm learning it from a klola, but rather b'feirish shmi'ali. I heard it b'feirish. So it comes on in this Gemara l'maisa that chamin shuchmu b'erev Shabbos. So we said it's muta ponav yod v'raglov. Avad kol gufa is osir, but ponav yod v'raglov is muta. If it's Huchma on Shabbos, then everything is Asa. Even Panim Yodav Raglav is Asa. Everything is Asa. If it's less than Yatzalet is Huchmu, so there's a Machlekes HaPoskim, the Mishbur and Shin Chavov brings over there if it's less than Yatzalet is. Lemais, if it's Tzoynen, if it's cold water, then it's Mutah on Shabbos, but Avadi, you have to be careful about the Issa Schita. Schita still applies, Schita Seir, Schita Vetawel, all these Dinim still apply, Legabe Tzoynen too. Lemais, if it's Huchmu, on Yontif, so Bezhilo says it's Mutter only Ponov Yodav Raglov, and that's because that's called Oichel Nefesh, and that's called Bitoich. But Kol Gufoy is Osir if it's heated up on Yontif, and that's where you don't take a shower on Yontif, like Toysa says, that it's Ein Shovel Chol Nefesh. Ah, you'll ask me, it is Shovel Chol Nefesh, Lemaise Toysa says, in Shulchan Aruch Paskens, it's not Shovel Chol Nefesh. If you have a Mitoich, so that's maybe a different din. Now, Legabe de Etzim, taking a, going to the mikveh on Shabbos or on Yontif, which is Chamin, so that's a whole sugya we'll see soon in Daf Mem, the different nekudas and halachas are relevant to that. We'll stop over here on the top of the Gemara, Daf Mem Amud Aleph.